No, it's not like that. Meaning, even if I give a tenth of my money, still, there could be a din stakhov. As we'll explain, the honey comes to you, there's still din stakhov. So the question is as follows. The mekar to my sixthafim is a sifri, which we'll learn of the sifri a little later. But the sifri by the pasuk of Tvua Zerach, the gemara in Tainus, the sifri, the gemara learns out from that pasuk the din of giving my sixthafim. Why do I need a sifri to teach me my sixthafim? Hare, there's a mitzvah's assay of stakhov, and we know that every mitzvah's assay, one's mechuyev to spend up to a tenth, up to a fifth. Right? For lavin, we pass in your day kufim and zayin. And for lavin, in order not to be on a lav, you gotta give up whatever you have. But by assay, we don't find that. Find either the shach of this as a fifth, the Mishnah Berurah Taf Reish Mem Vav brings down a tenth from the ritva. So it's either a tenth or a fifth, but there's a din ad asiri. So why is this any different than Kol Tarikula? We are having mitzvah asay, and the mitzvah asay itself is mechayv me to give a tenth. So what's this chadish in the parsha of ma'isik sofim that I wouldn't know without the sifri of ma'isik sofim? And b'chal we have machlekes if ma'isik sofim is the raisa, drabanan, or perhaps a minig, which we'll see the nafkaminas between this as we go on. Where does this machlekes come from? Hare, there's a mitzvah zase here, and you chayv to give up to a tenth. So perhaps one teretz is as follows, that there's a din of the tzedakah, that when am I chayv to give tzedakah? When am I chayv to give tzedakah? So in the Rambam, in the Hilchos Matnas Ani, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, his lashon is b'chol haroya oni, and I see oni, b'chol haroya oni mevakesh, hell and ain't of me men will not someone stuck you away on the list. I have to see the ani, I have to know that there's an ani here, I have to see the ani. In Sefer Mitzvah he has a different lashon. He says, if you day ashish aniyim, you know about aniyim, it's either I see you or I know that there's aniyim, then I'm chayting stuff. The Rashi and Shavuos, the Chafei Omer Aleph says a lashon of the Rashi lashon of the shoyel me men, which the Machna Frayim's Medayik that points to the Rashi, you're not chayv and stuck until the Oni comes and he's being tebeya from you. He's asking for money. But Kuponim, in Hilchos Stock, we find that when am I chayv to give stock up? Either when I know the Oni, I see the Oni, or he's actually in front of me. He's in front of me. Then I have a din to give the Oni stock, right? There's a discussion in the price game where you get all these letters in the mail. Unfortunately, you get all these papers. So is that called a now you know your day is ani? So I have to send him something? Is that called how do we view letters? But fast is the chiyuv is the stuff is that when the ani approaches you, and the ani himself approaches you, not the mishulach, but the ani himself approaches you and he asks you for tzedakah, you have to give him something. You have to give him pruto. Or we'll see soon another din of day machsari, but Pashas, you have to give him something. There is another din over here of day machsari. So perhaps the chiddush of meiser is that even if I don't know of any ani, even if I'm not makir any ani, there's no ani asking me for tzedakah, I still need to be mafresh from my money, asiri, and go find the ani, just like by tvuas zaracha, just like by the tvu in the field. Over there, this makes difference if you know aniyim or not. You have a chiv to separate the ma'aser. So maybe that's the chiddush of also that mitam hilchot tzedaka, it's only if I know about the ani, or the ani approached me, then I need to give him. Mitam hilchot ma'aser, I need to be mafresh, but then, that's the chiddush. Unfortunately, nowadays it's not such a big chiddush, because there are aniyim all around, and we know of aniyim, and but there's another din also of day machsira sheyechzala. Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that one has to supply the ani with what he's missing. With what he's missing. The mashal ani comes, he says he needs $5,000. You should have to give him $5,000. However, the place can bring down that there's a chilik between the ani which is ma'azal p'sachim, that especially nowadays, the Aniyim go from door to door, and the Aniyim, the Aniyim's maps up, Sakhim, so even if you're the last one on the list, you're the last house, and you're still missing $300. But since they'll go one more round, another round, so in Amchit to give them Achsoyla, if someone could afford it, I mean, the whole Chiv starts only if someone could afford it to begin with. I mean, the din they machsir, like the Rambam says, in Masig Yodde, if you can afford to give him what he's missing, you need to give him, which is mashma, that if you can't afford to give him what he's missing, then you don't have this din. But what's the tour for someone that could give the money that the person's missing? Because that needs a machsir of suffering. So it could be over here, so then now comes out that my Chiv is when the Ani approaches me, I need to give him a pruta, I need to give him a small amount, then I grow it. When the Ani himself, there's a whole question if a Gabi stock has a din of an Ani or not. I'm sure the Chiv he has, but Pashtus, the Chiv mitam of stock is when the Ani himself approaches me, then I give him a pruta. Now, it could be mitam by six of him, so now it's another connection that I'm going to give more than just a mashu. I have to make sure to give it then. The time milk stock would be enough to give him a mashup, because he'll go by, he'll go around and collect. The Chofetz Chaim writes that we're talking about a tenth. The Chofetz Chaim brings down that it's mashup from the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch has a mashmais that if someone's yodim haseges, you'd have to give even more than a tenth. Fifth as in, you know, giving a fifth, the bra, the bra in his letter, right? It's also a fifth, until a chaymish. And, but there's one more din that I want to speak out today. There's another din which the Ramah brings down, some reshma of test of Dalit. The Ramah brings down, but also lahakse oni hashal rekum. You know, let the oni go away empty. I feel like in nice and like rock, rigorous achas. You just give him one dried fig, you give him a cup of water. Shenema al Yoshev Doch Nechon. It's pointing a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim al Yoshev Doch. Doch is the poor. You shouldn't let him go away. Nichlam, embarrassed. Which this lechar you don't have by the letters. You know what I mean in the ani. But what we see from here, what? So that could be even less. I feel the progress. That's right. It's something. You give him something. It doesn't feel like he came for nothing. That's another thing. Now one's not mechuyev to. Was that mechuyev to carry money around on him in order to give? But if you have money on you and the ani approaches you, so then you're gonna have to give him something. You have money to give him a smile, give him a hello, tell him a varka, something. Now the question is, well, there's certain ani that show up a few times a day in the Beis Medrash. How many times do I have to give it? So that is so once Meshav Hashem Zalman, and they said once a day. I have the collectors that come to the center in the morning, the same day they show up in Teres Mesha. Takes them from morning set to second set to get across the city. But it's almost the same day. So, once a day. Well, there's a whole discussion, like in the middle of davening, in the middle of learning. Do you have Isaac and Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah over here? Or not? Gets very involved in the sugi with the Ran and the Ritz and Sukkah. If what the Torah is, right? If I could do both at the same time. If I can't do both, let's say Dami, it's in much take away from my concentration. So I won't be able to daven. Or learning, I'll lose the flow of the sugi, then it's yesh to do both. But in case where you could do both, if you're chai, we're not. Get involved in that, and then we'll come back to that at the end. But Al-Kabam, so one thing that we came out so far is that when the Ani approaches you, there is, and you have money on you, there is a din to give something to the Ani.
Is credit card considered money on you? If he has a machine.
Oh, if he has a machine. Hey. That's a whole discussion.
It's a
chai
money.
Right.
It's a
chai.
It's money. So, you have to borrow money from someone.
Right. But well, so that's an interesting discussion. Two things. First of all, there's discussion. If let's say someone has a chayv, let's stop this. I'm just going up. Someone has a chayv, and he wants to give stuff. up before he pays up his fines. So, I think there's a sh- I think if I remember correctly,
and the reason why he's not paying up for this is because
he wants to be a nice guy, wants to get stuff.
And then he won't be able to get stuff.
He
won't be able to get back his bet.
I'm pretty sure the shit with bets is in Valencia. It says Clark, that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to get.
Yeah,
so then it could be a spot for nice also if you don't have nice snacks when he has all the stuff. But you guys have to be careful back then. Just remind you of the story. It comes out of the question in hand, money to buy bread. So as you do it, that would be needed bread and milk. You go and walk behind the Arabs, and they would drop money in. And he'd pick it up. I bet it's Nokia, I bet it's Akum. So let it keep. So this guy, no, he came over to him and said to him, we can make a Kiddush Hashem and give it back. So he said, I'll lend you the money. You make the Kiddush Hashem. And I'll have brand milk on my table.
What's the
yeah.